This production is designed to be listened to in stereo. For the most immersive listening experience, please use headphones. This episode contains strong language and depictions of violence that some listeners may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised.
Gentry's constitution fails him as he retches on the ground.
Looks like Davos noticed he was being followed.
Here we are. We have to go. He knows we're here.
If he knew we were here, he would be here. That thing probably came back early to make Thad talk.
Look at him! That thing was carving his face off. Thad was a rat. Of course he talked.
Look, Davos still doesn't know about us.
We don't know that! This was what that mod was warning us about.
And now it's dead. Oh. Davos probably sent back his horror puppet to make Thad talk, and we killed the thing before it finished up with our dear departed pal here.
Ilya dips his head in mock reverence towards their hanging partner. The corpse does not seem to care.
And now there's one less split to worry about. Gold split better two ways than three. Not as good as one way, though, eh?
Ilya, I'm...
Ah, come off it. I'd never do that to you. Thad might have. But I wouldn't.
Gentry's mind races. His eyes dart from Ilya to the Grand Tower doors.
That will be quite the treasure trove. Keeping that box for himself.
Ilya stalks towards Gentry.
Ilya?
One arm hanging uselessly at his side, the other conspicuously behind his back. The muscles around the wooden shard in Gentry's thigh pulse angrily, the fabric saturated with blood. Gentry would easily be caught in a pursuit.
Ilya, don't do this.
You should go. You take your cowardly ass out of here. I'll keep looking. I'll keep all the gold. You get to run away. No hard feelings.
Ilya limply offers his mangled arm to Gentry. Gentry's leg continues to throb. He needs healing. A glint flashes in Ilya's eyes, his left hand still tucked behind his back. His muscles flexed, ready. Waiting. Gentry slowly steps back, understanding that he is not going anywhere.
No. No, you're right. We shall keep looking.
Oh. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Well, excellent. After you, my friend. See those stairs over there? That's next. Down we go.
Any bonds between the two thieves have all but waned. They descend the short staircase, Gentry's face racked with pain at each passing step, blood dripping from the wound. Ilya walks patiently behind as Gentry opens the door. There's no reason for feigned arguments. The most honest conversations happen between a killer and their prey.
You check it out. I'll keep watch.
Why?
Oh, you're the one worried about old Davy coming back, Ellie.
Don't want to get snuck up on again. Get in there. Take your time.
Gentry stares at Ilya, who returns only a smirk. It seems Gentry is out of options. As he shuffles through the doorway into the dark, Ilya trips him, shoving his back as he falls.
My mistake there, lad. Up you go.
Ilya pulls Gentry to his feet, shoving him onwards. A chilling realization settles on the thief.
He's going to lock me in here.
He looks back expectantly at the door, yet it remains open. Ilya stands, reclining against the wall, eyes fixated on Gentry against the dark backdrop of the chamber.
No. No, you won't lock me in here. Not if he thinks I have. He can't risk losing it. If he can't open the door again, then what? He's waiting. Waiting for me to bleed to death.
Gentry pulls out the moonstone Ilya gave him. The moonstone casts a soft blue glow on his drenched trousers. An outline of a shape pulls Gentry's attention towards the wall on his left.
What is... Oh, God.
Gentry holds a stone aloft, shining the light on a row of corpses that line the wall.
What is it?
Bodies. They're like that was. All cut up. But these... They all have bags over their heads.
Well, maybe the box is hiding in one of those bags.
You can't be serious.
Well, can't be sloppy now. Gotta check every inch. Might as well start pulling them off.
Ilya, we can still get out of here. We'll come back, huh? We can still do this together. We can still come back.
Ilya does not answer the liar.
I won't die like this. Not bleeding out of the cell while that bastard watches. If he wants me dead, he'll...
Gentry reaches behind his back to pull his dagger, but grasps only claw. His chest tightens as he looks at Ilya, who now casually balances Gentry's dagger on an outstretched palm.
You're a clumsy guy. You know that? Always dropping things when you trip.
Fuck you.
Ilya sprints into the room, slamming his shoulder into Gentry's chest. The two fall on the floor, Ilya scrambling on top of his accomplice. One of Gentry's arms lies pinned between his back and the ground. Ilya holds the other with his one good hand.
I know you have it. I saw you. Show it to me.
I don't.
Ilya slams his head into Gentry's face with a sickening crunch.
I saw you in Davos' workshop. Saw you grab it instead of helping while that beast was snapping me in two. Show it to me.
I'm not.
Ilya jams his knee into the shard of wood in Gentry's leg.
Show me! Show me! Show me, you son of a bitch!
The sound of large doors scraping across stone interrupts Gentry's pantomime of innocence. Ilya's head snaps towards the stairs. Gentry scans the room. But there is nowhere to hide.
Ilya, shut up!
And that changes things. Now, look at me. We're out of time. And like it or not, we need each other. But if we leave here without that box, Corvo will slaughter both of us. Look at me. Do you have the box? And don't you fucking lie to me.
Gentry stares at Ilya's hard visage before silently pulling the metal box out of his boot. Ilya snaps it out of Gentry's fingers.
Fucking knew it. Come on, we've got to get up those stairs and out of here.
Wait, You're not... I thought that you were going
to... What? Kill you? I thought about it. Could have killed you long before we got down here. But right now, we need each other to get out.
Corvo said we can kill Davos if we need to, and neither of us are fit to take him down alone.
Kill Davos? How exactly?
Or stab him in the back. You're good at that.
Ilya tosses Gentry's dagger onto the floor beside him.
I'll check the stairs. Can you walk?
Despite all of that... Yeah.
Good. Stairs are clear. Let's go. Wait at the top of the landing. If it is him, hopefully he's distracted by the workshop. Stop, stop. I hear footsteps. Yeah. It sounds like they're going for the workshop. Okay. The front doors are unlocked, right?
Yeah. I think so.
You fucking think so?
No, I mean, yeah, they're unlocked.
All right. We run for it. Both my legs work, so I'll go first and try the doors. If he comes out, I'll distract him while you circle around behind.
Are you insane? I'm not sneaking up on Davos. He'll catch me. We should head back out through the grotto.
The study is too close to his workshop. Too risky. We go through the front.
I don't know.
Do you have a better plan? We're out of fucking time. And don't you fucking think of leaving me. I have the box. You leave without it. Corvo will gut you and we're both dead. You hear?
Yeah. I hear.
Good. If we get separated, meet at the Thirsty Go.
Ilya, I was going to tell you.
Ilya makes no indication that he hears Gentry's pathetic attempts of self-absolution. Silently, he holds up three fingers. Two fingers. One.
Go.
Gentry watches as Ilya sprints towards the large tower doors. Thad's dead eyes staring sightlessly after him. He yanks on one of the handles, falling backwards as his grip slips from the golden metal. He scrambles to his feet, throwing his weight against the immovable wardens that stand between him and freedom. Ilya turns. Gentry sinks even deeper into the shadows of the stairwell. Panic steeps in the air. Ilya frantically scans the room, his breath coming in desperate heaves, until his gaze freezes on a figure emerging from the open workshop door.
My, my, my. You made quite the mess in there. I was so curious to learn why our friend here had been following me for so very long.
Davos walks calmly to the center of the room, nodding sympathetically to the corpse of Thad. Ilya acts, hurling his dagger directly at the approaching mage. It halts, suspended in the air mere inches from Davos's eye, before falling harmlessly to the floor. He seems to have barely even noticed.
You can imagine my surprise on returning home, still without answers. And now, I come to find my dear pet naught but a pile of ichor and teeth. Those aren't easy to make, you know.
Sorry about that, Davos. Truth be told, I think your pet did finish up with old Thad here. Maybe on the next one you could add in a few more arms with the faces so he can write it down for you.
Ilya keeps his eyes locked on Davos. Gentry's mind screams at his legs, urging them to move. Yet he remains cowering by the stairs, more mouse than man.
Ah, I see. So you two were acquainted, then?
An invisible force pins Ilya's arms to his sides, lifting him into the air, His feet dangle above the ground as he slowly floats towards the tower's master.
That's good. I would have hated for our encounter to have been merely unlucky coincidence. I wasn't due back until tomorrow, but I suspect you knew this. I do apologize, though. I did have other plans for your friend. Such a shame for him to pass on in this way.
Nah, he was a right bastard. Seems appropriate.
Gentry's legs finally start to move, agonizingly slow, as if he were trudging through quicksand. He inches closer, prowling along the wall of the tower.
Indeed. I see that you did not escape unscathed either. I must admit, my curiosity remains unsated. So...
Ilya's remaining good arm floats up, locked in place, despite his every muscle straining to reclaim control.
Who sent you?
Ilya's arm snaps, flopping back down to his side where it hangs at an unnatural angle. Gentry freezes, eyes flashing between Davos, Ilya, and the open study door.
You fucker!
Now, you've come into my home, uninvited. I'm frightened, after all. But allow me to help you answer. You are no simple-minded burglar. Oh no, your friend here did offer up some information before I turned him over to my pen. He told me that you are under someone's employ. Unfortunately, that may be.
Gentry regains power over his legs, stalking slowly towards Davos. He is nearly behind him. Ilya's leg falls victim next.
Just stop! Stop!
Davos smirks, bringing Ilya even closer to him. Gentry crouches only a few feet behind Davos, eyes locked in horror on Ilya's broken limbs.
Tell me, rat.
Okay, please, just no more.
Speak.
It was Lynn. She just really, really misses you.
Davos's eyes flash dangerously. Ilya's other leg snaps at the knee. His foot kicking his own stomach.
I wonder, how did you get in here? Through the grotto. A necessary vulnerability I'm afraid I must keep. But you... No. I sense there is not an ounce of the true blood in you. The Waystone would not serve you. They can be temperamental. So how did you get out of my study? Unless...
A small orb of silver light rises in front of Gentry, pausing for but a moment before floating through the open door of the study. Gentry's eyes follow it. He hesitates, only briefly, before slowly backing away towards the study. His eyes widen with despair.
Ah, you are not alone. In here.
Gentry abandons his once partner to the clutches of the deranged sorcerer. He turns, hobbling as fast as he can towards escape as Ilya's eyes snap to the side, causing Davos to look over his shoulder. Davos hurls Ilya backwards.
Gentry, you fucking coward!
His body slamming into the tower doors with a crunch. He collapses in a crumpled heap. A single, low death rattle escaping his lips.
Such a waste. As for you...
Davos walks towards the study, Gentry is barely over the threshold. His head spins from blood loss, every step searing agony as his muscles coil around the wood in his thigh. His feet lift off the ground, his body encased in the same invisible force that held Ilya, slowly floating away from his only chance of salvation.
Another rat. Ah, yes. You are the one that has stolen my waystone. There are so few of your kind these days. Most have the wherewithal to not come traipsing about my home unbidden.
Please, don't hurt me.
I believe you have something that belongs to me.
Gentry thrusts his hands into his pocket, pulling out the stone and offering a shaking, open hand to Davos. Unlike with Ilya, the stone radiates with warmth at being offered to its master. Davos grabs it delicately, touching with disappointment at the stone.
Oh, letting strangers into our home. Turning a moat into a waystone does nothing to diminish their personality, I fear. But these are matters we need not burden your mind with, little rat.
Gentry's limbs rise to the sides, stretching away from his torso. His joints flare as his limbs are slowly pulled away from his body, his skin threatening
please,
to rip.
I don't have it. Ilya has it! He has the box!
Gentry's quartering pauses, although there is no respite for his limbs.
What box?
The cover! The Eldar's cover! He has it!
Gentry flies forward until he floats directly in front of Davos. His limbs continue to scream in desperation.
Who sent you?
Corvo! It was Corvo! That's all I know, I swear!
Confusion flashes across Davos's face, but it is quickly replaced by amusement.
My, how quickly you rats will sacrifice your plague to save yourselves.
Davos turns from Gentry, approaching the broken body of Ilya that now adorns his entryway. Gentry falls to the ground, welcoming the stone's cold embrace.
What? You're letting me go.
It is no matter. You are already a dead man.
Gentry stares disbelievingly at Davos before dragging himself into the study. He crawls through the trapdoor, descending the ladder without sparing even one last glance for the man he betrayed so readily. Davos kneels by Ilya's corpse, stroking his blood-matted hair.
Ah, do not worry. I will return you to your slumber. But I have need of you now. A wounded rat will always make its way back to its nest. And we will find it together.
Davos tenderly picks up the small black and gold box that has fallen out of Ilya's outturned pocket.
Ah, Corvo.
Hearthful was created and written by Brian Kelly. Performances in this episode were portrayed by Chris Tester as Ilya, Sean Mendham as Gentry, Ian Russell as Davos, and Sarah Nightingale as the narrator. Music, editing, and sound design by Brian Kelly.